Hey there, everyone. Nathaniel here. Welcome to the first episode of the Bronies of War podcast. I must warn you ahead of time that we will be talking about the next upcoming episode based on its plot synopsis. So, when I tell you to in the episode, please, if you do not want to hear spoilers, skip ahead to about 23 minutes and 50 seconds, and you will get past all of that stuff. So, enjoy the episode, everyone, and we'll see you at the end.
Well, you might as well hit the record button. I don't know.
Well, I beat you to the point.
We can always do an intro after the fact.
And hey there, everyone. Welcome to the first podcast.
This is recording. I knew it. It was recording.
This is Nathaniel. And who else do we have over here?
I'm that guy.
I'm the other guy.
Oh, you guys suck.
Yeah.
I'm mine.
I'm Tag Shadow, but you all know me. Sort of. I hope so. I've been in some of those videos, you know. I would think you would watch them and then you don't know me, but...
Yeah,
whatever.
My 20 subscribers say that they watch.
Yeah, well, at least you have 20 subscribers. I have one who is like a 10-year-old who does Thomas the Tank Engine videos.
Really?
And he asked me if I was a Brony, despite the fact I had like a rarity avatar for my YouTube.
No. Of course I'm not a brony.
Nah, bro.
Well,
nah,
I wonder what they would call people who like are fans of like Thomas the Engine.
Don't think they have a name for him, really.
I don't know. Well, they have to have a name. Everybody has a name. Like, you know, you have the Hoovians, you have the I don't know a lot of names.
The homeless
stuff. The ones that watched that one show that I should really know the name to, that people are going to be mad because they don't know the name.
Adventure Time?
Serenity? Firefly?
No, not Firefly. It's a cartoon show. The Airbender guy.
Oh, Avatar. Fucking Avatar.
Avatar. Wow. Avatar. There we go.
The new one is Legend of Korra.
Legend of Korra, yeah.
Good job, Wobie. Okay. Wobie, good job.
So, ponies, what's up?
I thought we were going to introduce ourselves, like, formally, like, give a list of traits and stuff.
I don't know.
Get to know us better.
No. you can get to know me over time. Like,
I don't know. That sounds like a threat.
Get to know him over time?
Yeah.
Like, all the time you'll be spending in his basement?
Locked up in his basement? Yeah.
Oh, you guys. How'd you know about the basement?
Well, I'm in one right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in my basement.
Oh.
Writing
shit. Look, not a good look, dog. Not a good look.
So if you guys haven't figured it out by now, we don't really have a structure to this, so we're just gonna go with it, see what happens.
We have a structure, sort of. We have we have four titles and stuff. So first part of the podcast would be episode discussion stuff. So in this part of the podcast, we would discuss the current, like this weekend episode, because this is Sunday. And
yes.
I think we just lost Lobie Wobie. What?
Oh, I think he accidentally hung up.
No! No, this is the first podcast!
What? There he is. He's
what
back.
Was that?
I think you hung up.
What is happening?
Way to go. First podcast already messed up. But this would be episode discussion stuff. We would discuss this weekend's episode.
Understand. My little Skype window disappeared, and I went to click on a game to open it, and that happened to be where the hang up button was. And it just like reappeared in front of my game. It was like, nope, drop call.
Oh, the glories of technology.
But so we would discuss this episode, which was what was it?
Bad seed.
And then we would discuss next episode, which I haven't even looked at yet, so herder.
Always look at the synopsis.
Synopsis
and all that stuff.
Anyway, so people, ponies, what did you think of this episode?
Go ahead.
It was good. I mean, like, the fact that they're throwing in people from, just extra background ponies, that accent, which, not really a Manhattan-style accent, but about as, I guess, as close as they could get it. But
Right.
No. Yeah, so wait, there's four Cutie Mark Crusaders now.
Yes, there is.
Or are.
Are.
One of those.
They're both what happened to them.
But
I'm a little worried that we won't see enough of Babseed, though. I got a feeling like
yeah, she's
it's gonna be
probably
like
gonna be
Trixie.
one of those that just disappears
Like
over time.
Trixie.
Yeah,
Trixie.
she's gonna be a Trixie.
Well, no, because remember, Trixie is supposedly supposed to come back.
Oh, as of right now, me saying this, Trixie has only
Oh.
been there once. Wow.
Yeah, and that was what, season one?
Like, I'm
Yeah, that
not
was season
saying
one.
that we won't eventually see her again because like the show could be running for years.
That was a
Like
little
it has a
spurt.
supporting.
You shut your mouth, Tag.
What?
Do
No,
not
no. It's
blaspheme me.
you know some shows
Out
get
with
to
it,
the
boy.
I should L to speak. You know, shows get to a point where they've used up every single plot,
Well, I.
barring the pony plot. But you know, they run out of things to do and they're sort of just fixing
I
things.
just got what you did there.
Yeah, but like a lot of people would say, like The Simpsons, they have like 8 seasons. That's an awful lot. You can't have enough like things with the characters you have and have new ideas unless you're just doing weird things. I mean, I would.
Yeah, Simpsons kind of got old after a little bit, but I mean, look at it this way. Everything else that Lauren Faust has done has had 6 seasons, or at least, her popular cartoon shows did. Powerpuff Girls and Foster's Home and stuff like that. So, we can hope.
We can hope.
There is a large possibility for the show to go on past like 6 seasons and not have boring stuff, but that would require them to get a little more comfortable with like going into, I guess you could say, controversial topics, considering its like age group, how it's
Well,
so
yeah.
wide from like so young to so old.
Yeah, because I was watching it with my mom because my mom's kind of into ponies and it's like the greatest thing ever. But we watched the one episode where they go to Appaloosa, and she
Oh
felt,
yeah, the whole the race thing.
yeah, no, she felt rather put off by the entire racist feeling she got from it because it kind of was, to be honest. It's like I don't know how I'm phrasing it poorly, but you know, like it was the race, the tribe, the natives, and stuff, but.
Don't know. I feel they portrayed it fairly well. Not, it's one of those topics you're never going to have a good time
Yeah,
talking about it ever.
it's like when you talk about the Holocaust, no,
Well, if
you
you
just
also
don't.
think about it, we've only really seen Canterlot, this new crystal empire, and what else did we see? We saw a little bit of Manhattan, like what, 60 seconds, if that.
Yeah, it wasn't very much.
Yeah, really. And then we saw, Appaloosa a little bit and Dodge. There's still so much other stuff out there. Obviously, Cloudsdale. I'm forgetting Cloudsdale. But there's still so much of those that we could see because they're just like little, like, oh, here's a little like shot of it, basically.
I'm
And
waiting
there's
for Las
also,
Vegas, dude. They gotta have like a Hollywood style episode.
Well,
Yes.
according to the map, it's there. And you got the Vancouver one too. I forget its name. Van Hoover? I don't know.
Oh, that's bad.
I don't know. I have to look at the map. But I kind of want to see the Badlands area where they kind of like venture into the Badlands, where Chrysalis is and all those changelings.
Yeah,
Absolutes, not
I'd
Chrysalis.
actually like to see the Griffin home area show up.
Yeah, that would be pretty interesting for sure, because I got a feeling their culture is a lot different.
Of course it
Oh,
is. Yeah.
so what do you guys think about motor vehicles now being canon thanks to the self-propelled
Apple thingy.
floats?
Apple
Yeah.
thingy.
Well,
Cool.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but I'm not really sure if that's something they're going to do more of. Like, all right, maybe you'll see like a bus or something sort of along those lines, like transportation, like a like the train that they always have.
Yeah.
That
But
train,
it
man.
yeah, the train where the first time it showed up, it was pulled by ponies, and then in season two, or yeah,
Yeah,
the
it
I got
got
upgraded
no, the
to
one when they were
streetcar.
going to Appaloosa was pulled by the stagecoach like stallions, and then they had the like the Barbie train thing I don't know what to call it, but they had that, and that was self-propelled. But if you look at it, I mean, the what they showed of the mechanics was like one gear and then another set of gears. It was rather simple, so I don't know if they're like hinting sort of subconsciously or like little hinting at. It's not a great technology. They're like the technology
or
they show is always
monkish kind of thing.
Like the technology they show is more often than not it's like even old, considering like they don't have like they don't have little fillies and foals and colts running around with like iPhones and stuff. They're not super advanced.
They do have arcade games.
Yeah. Yes, and they do have computers of some sort, because there was the Twitchy Pinky episode where he was hooked up to all those different. Yeah. Apparatuses.
Mm-hmm. Apparatus-i. Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm too lazy.
So I don't. I think it would be kind of cool to see technology advance over time a little bit.
Yeah, but at the same time, that sort of subtracts away from the mystical, magical world based on friendship.
Yeah.
Because
well,
absolutely,
but like that's the thing. You can think combining magic with technology. That sounds pretty awesome.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I combine magic
Mother
and technology.
Mother of Celestia.
Yeah. But from technology comes war. Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
If you look at us. Look at us. Well,
I don't know. Yeah. Equestria isn't a place that hasn't seen war, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're so nice. And that's how Chrysalis like looked at it. They're all nice and sort of unsuspecting, but they were capable of all that. Guards and stuff. I don't know. I'm sort of...
So, well, and see, that's another thing to delve into is with all of the whole Royal Guard thing, there has had to have been attempts on the princess's life at some time, otherwise they wouldn't need all those guards.
Like, obviously, besides the changeling attack.
Yeah.
And something else, I don't know about you guys, but Discord. What about Discord?
You mean, is he going to escape again?
Well, obviously, we've heard a little leak way back when that Delancey
has
already done more voice work. We don't know if it's season 3. We don't know if it's the quote-unquote movie, but I'm hoping to everyone's hoping to see more Discord. Yeah, I believe a movie was confirmed. I think.
Man,
I've
heard of that.
Don't quote me. Do not quote me.
Not going to quote you, but I am going to look this up on the interwebs.
Yes, late interwebs. This is perfect.
Anyways, I'm hoping to see more of him, but here comes the question. Do you want him as a villain still, or do you want him to be kind of, like, friendly? Because obviously he's not, like, a really bad villain. Like, yeah, Chaos is kind of crazy, but, like, he was doing it for fun.
He was doing it because that's what he's supposed to do. He is the god of Chaos and disharmony.
Exactly.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Exactly.
Just, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good example from other gods. I'm not going to go into religious ones. Like the Greek gods, I don't know, like Aphrodite, goddess of beauty, was it? She's supposed to be beautiful, so she is beautiful. Like it's what they're supposed to do, and you can't really blame them for it. They're like creatures of habit. They do it because they feel they need to, because it's what they were created to do. It's what they're good at. So he was doing that, and obviously he wasn't good enough, because friendship beats everything. Lol, rock, paper, scissors, friendship.
Yeah, I don't know, like seeing Discord as not the Discord we saw in the season 2 opening would just kind of ruin the character for me.
Absolutely. I'm not saying change him like that, like not completely, cuz you got to have Discord as Discord.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't work any other way. The fan uproar would be way too much.
Yeah.
And I think Hasbro realizes that too, because there's a lot of stuff they've done where if it wasn't for them understanding the fandom and everything, they wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know. Like, I'm really anxious to see the new stuff that John Delancey's voicing.
His voice is so glorious.
I'm kind of looking forward to the Scootaloo episode.
Yes, Scootaloo needs more airtime.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but this is straight from Lauren Faust's mouth, and obviously it's not her decision anymore, but originally she wanted Scootaloo to be kind of a handicapped where she never really could fly.
Yeah.
which they pull off fairly well, especially even with this episode where Scootaloo got so pissed that she flew for just a few seconds, and then when it kind of subsided, she just fell to the ground.
Mm, but it's kind of I'm kind of at the point like, are they really gonna go through with that, or are they
That would like create all kinds of nonsense and shenanigans. It'd be kind of like derpy, like they, like everyone was like, it was a quip at mentally handicapped.
Well, you could also like
it could be along the lines of overcoming an adverse. What's the word I'm looking for?
A problem within yourself. I don't know.
Yeah. Adversity. There we go.
I don't know what that is. Something. I'm pulling up my dictionary.
Basically. But like, yeah, they could give it that spin, like, you know, being able to still have a normal life as a Pegasus even though she can't fly, and, you know, I don't know.
There's a song that goes with that.
Here's the thing, like, the handicap, yes, okay, let's look at it this way. Okay, maybe she's handicapped, but maybe she can still fly through, technology. You know?
Steampunk's
like, kind of like, yeah, exactly, kind of like steampunk.
Get attached to the airship. There we go. Yeah. We win.
Oh, gosh.
Game. See you guys later.
Mate. Let's do this.
Checkmate.
Okay.
That's something else. Like, we've seen, like, the hot air balloon since the first season. Like,
yeah.
To buy giant Hindenburg military stations.
Ponyburg.
Ponyburg.
Ponenberg, there we go. Perfect.
There you go. Yep, name it Ponenberg.
Okay, let's see. Let's look up the synopsis for the next episode, which is called Magic Duel.
Okay.
Is that going to be... Is that supposed to be the Trixie episode?
Wait. To all those who are listening, spoilers, if you want to see it, like, no surprises, you skip to a certain point.
Yeah, I'll put an intro on the beginning of the podcast telling you where to skip to.
Yeah, just so you know before we get so, talking about
yeah.
it.
If you don't want to hear the synopsis of the next episode, stop now and skip to the time that I told you in the intro.
Okay, so summary from Zap2It says, when Trixie returns to Ponyville, she defeats Twilight and banishes her from town.
Whoa.
Damn, son.
Duh.
And then there's an image of, like, little Philly Applejack and Rarity.
That's the Philly episode that we saw in the commercials then.
Lol, you have commercials? I'm in Canada. God, I'm in Canada. We don't have commercials for that.
I'm in Canada.
Shut up. I was going to say Canada like you always say it.
Yeah, you have to say Canada.
Well, you can say Canada, but I don't care. It just sounded like you were going for an M there.
Yeah, no, my braces. It makes it impossible for me to talk. But, so this is a Trixie episode. So, yeah, Trixie.
Oh, man.
I've been wanting Trixie to come back ever since she showed up.
I think a lot of people have, for sure. It's kind of like a love-hate. You either love Trixie or you hate her. I'm kind of impartial.
I'm with Lobi Wobi.
I love Trixie.
Like, Trixie's a great character, to say the least. Yeah. But,
let me rephrase that. Like, I don't like her as a person in the fandom. But I love that personality that I'm better than you, you know, you have nothing on me. And I don't know, I really like the ending of that, of the Trixie episode, where...
She puts down the smoke and then she's in the distance running?
Well, that whole thing of where, like, she had to admit that she wasn't, you know, as good as she said she was, and that...
kind of like getting knocked down a peg.
Because, you see, I like the character. It's a great character. But I don't like that character because she's a dick.
Smug and full of herself.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that kind of person. I mean, it's a good character. I could write with that, all that stuff. But I don't like that kind of person /pony.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't like that kind of person, you know, if I'm talking to them personally. But it makes for a fantastic character for literature.
And it kind of works well because Twilight, she's an egghead, smarty, you know, really good with magic, but she's really modest.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's kind of like something else
Applejack
that... like to see a little bit more of, well, personally, is obviously it's like a feud between Trixie and Twilight, but for some reason, I think in the future, if we ever see Trixie again, and I'm saying this because we know we're going to see her again, like past this new episode, it would be kind of interesting to see Trixie and Rainbow Dash go at it, because they have so, like, strong personalities when it comes to, like, their abilities.
They both have that overconfidence.
Narcissism.
Exactly.
Yeah, narcissism, there you go.
But I know words. Anyway, forget about it. I didn't say anything.
We might even see that in the episode. I don't know.
Yeah, we might. Well, yeah, I was going to say, because
I don't think Rainbow likes bullying. We've seen how that worked with Gilda.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Yeah. Well, once she finally saw what Gilda was doing.
Yeah, she's a little episode. She has a hard time seeing it at times.
And then she totally disowned Gilda, and I was like, yes.
Yes.
You screamed at Fluttershy.
Oh, God. That episode first came out, and that person did the Christian Bale screaming thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, wasn't that was in the first Pony anthology, wasn't it?
I think so, probably. I don't know. That it's so many.
I think it actually is. I don't. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I think
I'm hoping for a lot from this episode, like, because even if they make it to where, like, okay, so here's what I'm thinking is it's gonna happen with, you know, the magic duel. Trixie comes back. Twilight Sparkle gets thrown out of Ponyville because she gets defeated. And this is just my thoughts and everything. If you disagree with me, then go.
I wouldn't say that. These are of their own accord. You should be nice to them. You say, go intercourse thyself.
Well, I'm gonna be editing this and bleeping stuff and all that.
This is gonna be good.
It's going to be. So anyway, she comes back, she throws Twilight Sparkle out, and then Twilight comes back after she realizes that Trixie cheated in some way. And then it goes to, Trixie, Trixie's like, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have done that, I learned my lesson, let me write a letter to Celestia, and then she becomes a member in the group of Ponyville.
No,
oh, God.
No.
God.
No.
What I'm thinking more of is, all right, you got these main six characters, they're all really best friends, and they hang out with each other often. What happens when one of them gets exiled? The other five are going to be pissed.
That, and they're going to be lost as to what to fucking do.
Yeah, and, well, you think about it, not only is it just the main six, but, like, actually Ponyville. I think Trixie's going to, like, be like, yeah, I'm victorious, and then she's going to have a lot of backlash from the other ponies. They're like, no, you don't do that.
I was going to say that, or, like, something happens where she just starts running amok in Ponyville, just messing everything up, does, like, a not everything in, like, the scale of Discord, but still that kind of Discordish way, hence the little...
Pinkie Pie on a normal day with a bad attitude.
Yeah. Well, that's never happened. Ever.
Never.
Ever. No. Anyway, I think it's about time we moved on.
Yeah, how about that Tumblr subject?
Yes, so this section of the podcast, which comes after the episode discussion stuff, is Pony Time. We talk about the fandom and give our sort of points of view on things that are happening in the fandom. And one thing that you podcast listeners, may or may not have heard of is that all the NSFW, not safe for work, porn blogs, basically, on Tumblr are being taken down. Like TROY, because I'm certain you've all heard of him or her, this person.
And if you are underage, please do not look these things up.
Yeah.
They will ruin you for the rest of your life if you are not.
Yeah.
So
skip this section of the podcast.
Well, no. It's a good topic, and they should listen to it. It's just don't go searching it out, especially.
All right, fair enough.
Like especially if you're not a fan of the fact that this fandom has the so-called cloppers and everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
I really just take everything in stride. This is more of a topic of
This could be considered a life lesson.
Free speech and, you know, art versus just to put it very bluntly, a bunch of assholes who don't like bronies.
No, yes, no. And well, some people, like, well, we heard there's speculation that it's the GNAA behind
it. Do not
it.
Say that damn acronym.
I'm not going to say what it is. Like,
okay.
You can look for it if you're really interested. You'll
yeah,
find
go look up Wikipedia. It will come up.
And,
I don't know what it says.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's a little
oh,
speculation.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, there's no real backstory behind that. Like, it's just speculation from someone who was actually banned, one of the Tumblrs.
Yeah.
And the person in question who was banned wasn't actually a porn Tumblr, I don't think, either. It was Gore, but...
Yeah, it was considered NSFW, nonetheless.
Yeah, nonetheless. And...
It just... it really irritates me that there's... You know, a couple of hateful people. Well, probably like a few hundred hateful people. I don't know what their membership really entails.
Yeah.
But it really upsets me that Tumblr is doing this without actually looking into anything, and they're just receiving complaints from people who have literally no right to complain in the first place. They don't have to go to these Tumblr sites. It's not like someone's sitting there and forcing it on them. They're not throwing it up on CNN or something like that, you know?
You can't even really find these pages without looking for them specifically or clicking a link.
Yeah. You have to have been going to, you know, Equestria After Dark or hopping through other people's Tumblrs.
So,
which, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just really irritates the hell out of me. We should – if Chieku's around, we should have him speak on this.
Yeah,
because you know his Tumblr is pretty NSFW, and he's a fantastic artist. Which I will be posting links to his DeviantArt, not his Tumblr, because you know NSFW and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Where his DeviantArt, of course, is SFW because of DeviantArt's terms of service. But I don't know. I'm gonna see if I might be able to pull him in here. But go ahead and continue talking while I try this.
I don't even know what to say. It's just more like a case of people who think they have a right to talk for everyone when they really don't even have, like, half the people. Like, they don't know half the people. Like, these people, and I'd seen something like they're all bronies, that they, like, they don't want Klopp in the community. And if that's true, they're talking for the community, basically, by putting all these people to put down the Tumblrs. They're talking for us. They're saying, we don't want Klopp, but when, in fact, in POW, it's sort of an accepted thing. Like, we are aware of it. We have a few people who are like that in the community. We love them all the same. We're all a big happy family. So
exactly. We don't. It's that whole love and tolerance thing. You know, you don't judge someone just based off of stuff like that.
Yeah, and like while we are accepting of it, just throwing this out there, POW doesn't actually post not safe for work stuff. So
yeah, like keep that to yourself slightly.
Yeah. So. Like, well, I can't get Chieko. It doesn't look like he's around, so we can't get him to talk on the subject or anything.
Which is
unfortunate, because he would be great for this.
Yeah, because he is the, and I say this in quotation marks, he is the official pornographer of Ponies of War.
Yes, heavy quotation marks there.
Yeah, it's a title, but that's more of a joke, because he doesn't actually draw anything anyway. He's going to kill me for that.
Actually, last night when I was talking to him about, you know, commissioning the logo and everything for the podcast, he actually said, you know, I need to update my Tumblr more.
He's going to kill me and ban me from the chat
kinda,
box and all that.
I kind of have the same feeling as him. It's like you want to draw and you like drawing, but it's just at times when you sit down and you just don't really have time. And when you do have time, it's just kind of like, man, I got to start from scratch.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, okay, you know, like even after, you know, we get the funds and everything together to do the commission, we, you know, he's still going to need some time, because he's got a commission that he was doing that someone didn't pay up on all the way or something like that. I don't know. But.
Yeah, I heard a story about that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I didn't hear this.
Another time.
Yeah. We'll discuss that later. But yeah, I don't know. That Tumblr thing just irritates the crap out of me. I mean, especially if these are other bronies who are doing this, because I mean, that goes against the love and tolerate thing 100%.
And it's kind of sad too, because like most of the people that do not safe for work are comics, animations, you name it, no matter like how bad they can be at times, they're really usually pretty decent people. Like they're fun to hang out with. Like
work is usually so skillful.
89% of the cases with me, I've only had like, you know.
But
well, you know, I go on Fur Affinity and check things out, so you know, I've seen some of the harder sides of it.
Oh like, yeah, absolutely. I've seen some stuff that I was kind of like, oh, why would somebody do that? And then I was like, you know what,
it's their thing.
I can't really judge.
Just go and start a flame war in the comments section over it. You just go away. That's it.
You just leave. Like, why dwell on it? If you don't like it, like, sitting around it isn't going to help.
Which, and that brings me to another thing, is, you know, what if these are self-hating cloppers that are doing this? Like,
they hate that they do it. It's just, I don't know, it's like...
And so they're trying to Tumblr from it and all that kind of stuff.
They feel obligated because it's being put out there.
Yeah.
Which, like, if you're like that, then you probably have other issues that are more important, to be honest.
Yeah, something like that, I'm certain.
Yes, absolutely. But
it's a mental defense. I can't remember what kind it is, though. I'm taking psychology, and I can't do it.
Hey, I took psychology in college. I don't
remember. It's like displacement. They're displacing their hate for themselves onto the thing.
There you go.
Yeah. Exactly. I remember now. I passed the test, don't worry.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the exact wording for the thing, but yeah, screw it. We'll move on. So another part of the podcast that we are wanting to do is, of course, discussing, since we are a pony gaming community, we are the Ponies of War, you know, started as a Battlefield 3 platoon. And we
started in beta.
Did it start in beta?
It started in beta.
Shadow, that little scamp.
What? Whatever.
You know, we center ourselves around gaming, and we've branched out into all kinds of other things. Some unsuccessfully, others very successfully.
Examples, maybe? Because I don't know.
Well, we did have a bit of a presence in Guild Wars there for a minute, but then I think people just kind of got tired of it. Mm. I myself personally got burnt out on Guild Wars 2 because I played it a little too much and created like one of every class.
Yeah, burnout. Gotta love that. Well, we have a pretty strong presence in PlanetSide 2 right now. While not very organized, it is definitely strong, and the problem with the organization is PlanetSide's been so popular that the servers just like
they're
queues
crazy.
Are crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to get people into the same server at the same time.
Yeah. So once that calms down, you know, you might have a little outfit going, which would definitely be fun.
That would be good, because PlanetSide 2 is just one of those I can join in, fight a war, and then get out whenever I want sort of things.
Exactly. It's you get in, get satisfied, leave, and it's great because it's free to play, and you know that's always good.
Yeah, because we're all poor. I
would like to see us actually branch out to MechWarrior Online, although right now they kind of have this thing where you can't do... Like, for those of you who haven't played MechWarrior Online yet...
Like me. I haven't played it. Tell me.
Exactly. It's the old MechWarrior franchise. It's done very well. It's based on the actual BattleTech tabletop. Like, all the rules are based off the tabletop. And, even outfitting your mechs is based on the tabletop. You have, you know, a certain amount of slots, a certain amount of tonnage. You have to worry about the heat efficiency of your mech and all this kind of stuff. But it's 8-on-8 matches where the objective for winning is you can either kill everyone else on the other team or you can capture their base. So very much like World of Tanks. I mean, very, very much like World of Tanks, even though I didn't play that game. But it's the same concept. But because a lot of people complained in the forums, you can't have a pre-made 8-man group right now. If you have a pre-made group that is more than 8 people, it will split the group to the two opposite teams. It'll put 4 on one team and 4 on the other team, which is kind of bad, because then you can't have clan matches or anything like that. And clans are already emerging even in the open beta. As far as I know, in the closed beta, there were clans emerging. If they bring back the 8-man drops, then I would love to see us branch out into that, because we could start doing clan-based playdates around that.
Well, another thing is that Math and I are also going to try and record some of that, or something like that. We were talking about it, recording a little bit of...
I've already got a little bit of solo play done, but it's definitely better if there's other people there for me to talk to. Yeah, and
I went to go download it. I went to go download it, and I thought it was on Steam, and I ended up downloading this thing called Aramech instead. I was like, yeah, it's close enough. I'm sure it'll work. And no, it won't. I have to go and find it and download it now.
It's Mech Warrior Online, a completely different game.
Yeah.
As far as I know, the one that you downloaded is actually an MMO.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No. It's just sitting there on my desktop looking at me.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
All of the mech-based MMOs that have existed have just failed horribly.
Well, actually, in general, most MMOs fail pretty hard.
Yeah, there's the few exceptions, like World of Warcraft, Guild Wars, that stupid Ion game. Well, and I apologize if any of you out there play that game, but no. It's just, there's something wrong about that game.
And then you have Rift, obviously, and, like, APV is pretty popular.
That's not really an MMO, though. I mean, yes, it is a massively multiplayer game, but it's not...
I completely agree. It's MMO, but it's not MMO.
It's got traits.
It's in a kind of like a, not a league on its own, I wouldn't say, because there's others like it, but it's separated.
It's like a half-blood relative.
Basically. Open to debate, basically.
Yeah, exactly. But then, like, you have some of the previous MMOs that aren't quite doing as well anymore, like Ragnarok Online, which, by the way, was my crack addiction for about 5 or 6 years.
Yay, for drugs. Don't do drugs, kids! I'm just saying that, don't do drugs, because, ponies.
Unless you're in a country where it's legal.
Even then.
Ponies are the best drug.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God, yes.
I need my Twilight Sparkle, man.
Who needs cocaine when you have Pinkie Pie?
It doesn't matter how bad of a day I'm having. If I just throw my iPod on and listen to Smile, 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 it just...
Yeah, it's impossible for me not to smile while that song is playing.
Exactly. I mean, there were a couple days, previous job that I had, some bad things were happening. Like, I got in a car wreck, and I was late to work, and, yelled at by the boss and all that kind of stuff. And this was the kind of job where I could just walk around with my iPod on. They actually encouraged it, because they didn't want you to lose your mind in the silence. And I listened to that song on repeat, like, 8 times. And by the end of the second one, I was just the biggest grin on my face. Like, people were stopping me, like, why are you so happy? I'm like, I don't know. Pony. it's amazing.
It really is a great feeling to just, like, get out of the grumpy mode just by listening or watching something. And that goes for all things, not just pony related.
Yeah. I mean, even going to things like, for sure, Adventure Time. That show
definitely
good.
That is a very good show. If you guys haven't seen Adventure Time, I highly recommend you start.
Yeah, and where the hell have you been for the last, 2 years? Regular Show, that's another good one. Not quite on the same caliber, but it's got some really funny moments. But yeah, I mean, it just goes to show that you know, cartoons are not a bad thing. You know, there's all those people out there that say TV will rot your brain. No, only certain types of shows will do that, like reality TV.
And also, it, like, moderation, people. Like, personally, exactly. I watch TV probably 2 hours a day when I'm going to sleep, and that's about it.
Yeah, I watch TV for 22 minutes a week. And you know what that 22 minutes is filled with?
Ponies.
Ponies.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't even have, like, cable at my house anymore. I watch the episodes on YouTube. So I spend all my time either writing or, ponies on YouTube or gaming.
You can also speak about that a little bit. It's really great that Hasbro allows YouTube to have them up for a little while. Yes, they do eventually take them down, but they're guaranteed to be up for, like, the first 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, because they understand the fact that not everyone has cable, or if they do have it, they don't have the channel.
Exactly.
Or the time. Like,
yeah, exactly. And they can't watch it when it's on. They don't have a DVR, and they don't want to pirate the show, so they don't go and download it and keep it on their hard drive. They just go and stream it once, and that's it.
And we all know how iTunes can be at times, where they either release it really late or extremely early.
Or in the case of Derpgate, they only have the quote-unquote fixed version of the episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some fun stuff happened there.
But now, that is the past.
Yes. Oh, and did you see the news article on Equestria Daily where the Italian redub actually keeps the original
I saw that.
Voice yes. and everything?
Which is very good.
That is amazing. That made my day to see that there is still one out there that has the original episode.
Of course, I don't think we're really getting to the whole, it's okay to feel offended by stuff. It's okay to say that you feel offended by stuff, and it's okay to complain about it. But if you overly
don't
complain,
make other people suffer.
Yeah, like don't like go out of your way. It's kind of like with the Tumblr thing. I'm certain the people who are doing it were offended. If you think that it's bad, like that's okay. You can think it's bad. You can sort of like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to see this. It's kind of like with the one episode in season one with the race. It's like that. You can feel bad about it, but you can't like. Going out of your way to make other people feel bad is like, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help them. It's only going to get you madder at each other. And then fights start. And then, like, in this case, like, the fights within the community, and there's a lot of them, it really gives us a bad name. Because we're, I mean, to be honest, the Brony fandom is pretty bad in some places. Like, not just, like, the MLP word on 4chan where it's disturbing. There are people.
And a lot of those people, I don't believe, actually are really bronies.
Yeah,
they're
But there are...
they're trying to portray the fandom in a bad light.
Yeah, well, so... also, generally, 4chan can... It has its dark side, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
You think dark, and you think 4chan on the internet, basically. But I'm not hating on 4chan. Like, that's your cup of tea, not mine.
There's fantastic
stuff.
Yeah,
there's great
stuff
on 4chan.
Don't go to B. There is no reason to go there.
Yeah. But, like, once again, like, just don't dwell on it. Move on. Because, like, I don't understand how exactly that could change it to where you can't look at someone the same again. Like, maybe if you dwelled on it really hard and, like, complained about it, it could. But, like, just, like, oh, that's kind of lame. And then move on. Like,
and
don't.
Even look at all of the people that after the whole Derpgate thing went down. Look at all of the people who actually have these disabilities. You know, there was the one person who came out and wrote like a 2-page response to it. And I can't remember if it was a guy or a girl, but they actually had, you know, lazy eye and everything that made one eye go derpy like that. And they weren't offended by it. People with lisps weren't offended by it. I mean, there were many people that came out that are mentally handicapped. They are mentally challenged, and they were not offended by it.
I'm fairly sure for most people it was just an excuse, but I'm not saying there weren't people out there that got offended by it. Like,
there's soccer moms that have to be offended by everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't hate on the rest of the community, people. It's not a good thing to do.
And that's a universal rule. Apply it to life. Apply it to life, not just us.
You know, worry about things in your own life. Don't worry about what other people are doing unless what they are doing is
hurting people.
It's funny.
And, like, on that note, actually, if you do like the darker side of fandoms in general, don't try to force it on people. Really, don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because don't go somewhere and post clop pictures, because, well...
Like, you know, that's something you go and discover by yourself on your own doing, basically.
Yeah, it is porn. You don't just go and put porn out everywhere on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, even
on points where it's like, gore, etc., just disgusting stuff to certain people and other people's fetishes.
Yeah, there is a time and a place for that. You don't just talk to the most random person about it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go door to door and go, like, broadcasting your
cloppingness. You're not the Jehovah's Witness of clop.
Exactly.
Exactly. And, like, once again, it's okay to be proud to be a brony, and it's okay to be like, yada, 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 and, like, do your sayings and stuff, because that's no different than any other fandom, if you think about it. And even, like, when it comes to memes, people spout memes all the time.
Moss,
and so,
awesome.
We're looking at you, Moss. Nah, I'm terrible with memes. But don't force it on people. Really don't. That's going to do is drive them away, most likely. In certain cases, you might be successful, quote-unquote, and actually get someone that likes the show, and they're like, oh, yeah, I like this. But it's not worth it for all the bad you'll be doing.
And all the impression you'll be giving other people.
I mean, for instance, all that stuff that went down with the whole Howard Stern thing outside of BronyCon, you know, they specifically were looking for those deep, dark, hidden recesses of the internet style bronies to interview.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's something else, though. Like, that was their goal. They achieved it, sadly.
It was all about the shock value.
Just move on. Like, they're not going to... What are they going to do? They're going to bruise our fandom a little bit, and then we're going to come out with this awesome fundraiser and give it all to charity.
Yeah, and like, that's another thing. I can't understand how people can hate on the fandom when there is so much good that has come of it.
Like the Bronies for Good, Brony Thank You Project. What was it? The one that, like...
The Humble Brony.
Yeah, Humble Brony.
Yeah, me too. And then there's...
And then he had all the supporters of the fundraiser Tara Strong's been running with the girl with the cancer. I'm sorry,
Kiki.
I don't remember her name.
Kiki.
Kinky. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this stuff, if it hadn't been for the amazing show that we all know and love, this stuff wouldn't be happening. And so these people that saying bronies are a bad thing, they really need to look at what they're talking about, because they know nothing about it.
They need to open their like, I guess, peripheral vision and stop tunnel visioning the dark subjects.
But everyone's always going to focus on the darker things. I mean,
exactly, but...
It's like with news, like, they always talk about, like, all the bad things that are happening in, like, third world countries.
Because bad gets ratings.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. So, it gets spread. People like to talk about bad.
Yeah.
It's funny, we were in the gaming section of the podcast, and we've managed to go back here. But I believe that is enough of that for now. We should move on to the final section, the us stuff, which is like community stuff. And there is community stuff happening, I'll tell you that. Shit, I forgot.
Go for it.
I have a little list, actually. We were supposed to mention the community. Ponies of War.
We did?
We did, but we should mention it more. We should talk about it a little.
You know, a little more in-depth.
Yeah, so we have a website. It's cool. It's black. It's a black website. Not black like race black, but it's black like it's got a black background.
We have Dom. Dom is our token black guy.
Yeah. poor Dom. All the things I do to him.
One of these days, I'm going to have to go assault him because he lives really close to me. I swear I've seen him walking around here sometime.
Just look for the black guy with the Rainbow Dash hoodie. That's him.
Yep. Oh, God.
That probably would be true, because I've actually, in the entirety of the time that I've been part of the fandom, I've only met one other brony in this area, and that was, like, 3 weeks ago,
I went to Starbucks and I was sitting down drinking my white chocolate mocha because it is amazing.
Ew.
And, you know, hot, not iced. I don't do iced coffee unless it's just plain iced coffee. But so I'm sitting there drinking, and this dude walks up and gets in the line because I was sitting at a table that was right in front of where the end of the line was. And I look up, and he's got the Pinkie Pie Portal shirt on. And I just looked at him like, dude, love your shirt. And I tried to get him to join the community, but I don't know. I think he was kind of put off by the fact that I would just walk up to him and start talking to him about the game and all that.
Good job.
I went up to him. I'm like, hey, dude, you know, looks like we have some mutual interests here. You know, I pointed to his shirt and everything. But, and I was like, you know, I'm a member of a gaming community based around ponies. We play a lot of Battlefield 3. We do some other games and all this. Gave him the web address, and I don't think he joined.
Sad face, but
it'd be pretty funny if it was just like some dude's like teenager's dad or something, and he was like, "My God,
oh God,
I'm never wearing your shirts ever again, my boy."
Well, no. The guy had to be
I know.
Had to be. I mean, minimum 19 or 20. You know, so he had to be somewhere around my age. He looked a little bit younger than me, but a lot of people, you can't really tell because he was clean shaven and everything. So.
Well, mm-hmm. And then there's us. Then there's us.
Yeah, you couple of neck beards.
Hey, I don't have a neck beard.
I do. I could run a comb through it. In fact, I am. I'm running a comb through it right now.
Oh, God. Comb?
I'm grooming. I'm grooming myself because I have company coming over.
But yeah, so like,
so our community
started by one crazy Australian.
Yep.
Yeah, by an Australian.
Yep. Australian guy. He's a pretty cool guy. He likes to call me a horse sometimes, but whatever.
You guys might. Some of you guys might actually have seen him with his tattoo.
Oh yeah. The tattoo was featured on EQ on EQD, wasn't it?
Yes,
was
it? And he was present at EQLA with his sleeves rolled up.
Yep, you got the amazingly drawn chrysalis tattoo done by none other than our Chieku. So, you know, I'll probably, when I end up posting this up on YouTube, I will go ahead and throw a picture up of it and put a link to the EQD
thing
about it.
Don't we have like a link dump or something that we could do?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, we'll also put a link to POW there.
Oh, yes, I'll be linking to that on every video.
Yes.
But, yeah, yes. We have artists, we have fan fiction writers, we have...
Amazing artists and amazing fan fiction writers. And, you know, I'm not just saying this because I'm a member of the community. I'm saying this because we really do. I mean, some of our artists are really, really high caliber artists.
Like Chieku. Who's pretty damn good.
Oh my God, yes he is.
And while we are kind of tooting our own horn here, per se, our artists are pretty good, but we're not like, no, we're not like some of the really good stuff you'll see out there, because we just don't really have time. But the stuff we do put out, most people are pleased with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For instance, Chieku hasn't quite been putting out as much stuff, but that's because, you know, he's got life and all that. He's in college right now, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I'm fairly sure he's, like, in college and, like,
see the
an
picture?
Intern
he's
or something.
Basically college age, it looks like. Hello.
Yeah, he's younger than me by a couple of years.
Chieku, goddamn. So sexy. Anyway, yeah.
Forget about that. Moving on.
Yeah, let's move on from that, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, so, you know,
I've had
give
a few.
The community a shot. Come by. I must warn you, there are some people that like to RP. If that's not your thing, just ignore it. Of course, it's all always SFW.
While we are safe for work, cursing isn't, like, we don't punish people for it, and at times people curse, so...
Yeah, it's just there is nothing posted that could be considered NSFW simply for the fact that we have some younger people in the community, and we you know, that's something for them to check out, not for us to throw at them.
Because, like, yeah,
exactly.
I'm basically representing the younger part of the community because I'm one of the younger members, at least that is active in the chat box. Because, yeah. Like, quote is like, what, 14, 15?
Quote is about 14, unless he's had a birthday since the last time I spoke to him.
Doof is like 13, I think.
Doof is 13 or 14, somewhere
around there. I'm 16. I'm like just at the top of the younger part of the community because I'm still in high school, but like everyone else
I think our average age is like 18 to 23 or something like that.
Right about there. Then you have the older crowd like myself and Draco and Renegade and people like that.
The mods and the admins and stuff.
And like Tigrian is, you know, about the same age as Draco because they served at about the same time.
Yeah, speaking of, we have like quite a few military bronies.
And that's hence the name. We have Ponies of War and...
Yeah, it's really nothing to get rustled about per se.
Like I said previously, some people gave a little bit of flack because of the fact that the acronym does share with the Prisoners of War. But, you know, it wasn't really meant as something like that. Although, like was said, we do have a lot of current and ex-military people in our platoons and in the community. It's more of a respect thing, you know?
Everything you can imagine.
Yes, there is such a wide demographic.
Navy, Air Force, you name it, we have it.
Yes, Buns. Yeah. Buns is in Navy. Well, he's going.
I was
going
to say, he just finished his...
Yeah, basic. He's in school now.
Just finished EMT, yeah.
He
should be deployed fairly soon.
Oh, he has schooling, though.
That's
right, because he's got to go to...
He's working on CWISs.
It's going to be in Chicago the same time I'm around Chicago this summer, so I'm going to meet Buns.
Anyway, nice.
That's Agent Buns, one of the members of the community who doesn't like tear gas that much. Just about.
I can't imagine anyone would like that stuff.
I like tear gas. I sniff that stuff all the time.
Yeah. Sat in the chamber with my gas mask off for about 20 minutes.
No big deal.
That's how I wake up in the morning.
You guys like it? Man, it tastes good. Yeah, problem.
Anyway, so that's our community. Come check us out. We're cool. We promise we won't like try to fill you up the first few days. But
we save that for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, that's to be honest, like all the NSFW stuff is like shared over Skype or PMs. So
yeah,
you're safe. If you're young, you're safe. If you're young, you're safe because we don't do that sort of thing in POW. Anyway,
You know, if you do like that stuff, we're not going to hound you about it. Like we said previously, there are people among our community who would consider themselves cloppers. And there's a few darker fanfics written. But again, we don't hate on them.
I had nothing to do with the darker ones. I like pretty stories with pretty ponies and butterflies. And,
Really now?
No, not really. I write Klopp. I've written more Klopp stories than I have actual like stories, which is kind of embarrassing. But that's because Dom always drags me into the Skype herder.
So I guess quick before the end, because we are right about at an hour. Yeah. What games are you guys looking forward to in the next
little bit?
I know there's not really that much of an outlook for the future right now.
It's like the three big ones came out. Like
We had Assassin's Creed, we had Call of Duty, if that's your thing. We had Halo, which, you know, if that's your thing too. Yeah, exactly. Some people love it, some people hate it. I don't know. I think the new Grand Theft Auto is probably what I'm most looking forward to right now. And I say that kind of loosely because I'm not really sure what's coming out. Because I'll be honest, I really don't play Grand Theft Autos that much.
They're fun to pick up and play with, you know, a few friends, especially with, you know, 4 putting in more of an online presence.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. But what the great thing is about Grand Theft Auto is like, even after the game is dull, per se, they usually get modded and, like, bring new life to them. And this is supposed to be one of the well, I think it's the biggest Grand Theft Auto yet.
Yeah, no, it has, like, three campaigns in it or something like that. I can't remember.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about that.
Like, it's bigger than something, like, something and something.
It's,
in
it's bigger than, like, four San Andreases.
Wow.
Yeah, they, like, put together three games. One of them was Red Dead Redemption and two other games that were, like, Grand Theft Autos, and the campaign for Grand Theft Auto 5 was longer than those altogether, so it's pretty long. It's pretty massive.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Characters, yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but I have XCOM Enemy Unknown, so I'm playing that now. It's a pretty good game.
That's already released.
Yeah,
it's a very cool game.
I don't look forward. I'm looking back now because I'm playing that so much. But it's a good game. I'd recommend it. It's pretty fun.
Well, I was gonna say it's already released, so you know.
I don't even like look at games in the future that are coming out. Basically, I either hear it or you guys are like I don't know, fanboy squealing over it in the chat box.
Speaking of fanboy squealing, I'm going to go ahead and throw some of that out there.
No! Cover your ears!
For you JRPG fans out there. There is a new Disgaea game coming out sometime next year for Japanese release, at least. I don't know if they haven't announced anything as to when it's going to come out in the States, which usually with the Disgaea series, it's about 4 to 6 months afterwards because they actually take time to redub them and do fantastic work on the translation and the dubbings. I mean, they have some of the best voice acting and storylines out of any series I've seen. A lot of dark humor and all that. But it's Disgaea D2, which is supposed to take off from where the first Disgaea game left off at the end of its storyline. And then there's also Phantasy Star Online 2, which is already out in Japan. You know, if you know how to circumvent some things, like moi, you can go play on the Japanese servers. But of course, you're not going to get any of the storyline. You're not going to know what's going on because the English patch only patches the bare minimum of stuff that you need to be able to play the game, you know, like quests and all that kind of stuff. But it's coming out in the States, I believe they said March of next year. I think that's what they said. But
then there's me in Canada, so sad face.
I actually just like looked up the upcoming game releases and StarCraft 2 Heart of the Swarm, pretty excited for that. They have a new Gears of War coming out, The Last of Us. I'm sure some of you people seen that at the
E3.
Yeah, I wanted to say E4 for some reason. that looked very interesting, but it's PlayStation 3 only.
They were done with Gears of War.
No, Gears of War Judgment is release date March 2013.
Did you just say a Gears of War on the PlayStation 3?
No, not Gears of War. That was The Last of Us on PlayStation 3 only.
I never even heard that one.
It's pretty good. You should check it out. It's kind of like a... I don't really know. It's like an apocalyptic theme, which seems to be pretty kind of hot.
Fallout
now,
3.
Per se.
Yeah, the Fallout game series. I love that stuff.
Yeah, Fallout's absolutely amazing. I would love to see another Fallout.
If you've played Fallout 3 and you haven't played 1 and 2, go play them.
I've played... They're
buy both of them for like $5 or $10 or whatever. They're extremely cheap. Go play them. They're amazing.
Be warned, though, they're not like FPS wandering around. No, it's like it's completely different
from
that.
It's a top-down.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's good. It's all that stuff. I haven't actually played the first one because I don't.
And Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition coming out in 3 days on the 28th of November. $20. Go pick it up.
It's another
Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 for PC with the expansions for both of them for $20. Redone on a remade version of the Infinity Engine with new campaign stuff.
Apparently, there will be a Deadpool game for the PlayStation 3.
Yes, and I am seriously looking forward to that.
Merc with the Mouth gets his own game in the same comic book adaptation.
Yes, I have one of the, I think it's, I can't remember which volume it is, but I have one of the
Deadpool issue number ones sitting on my dresser over there. I'm a huge, huge Deadpool fan.
Mm-hmm. And but it looks like we'll be seeing another horror game that will get you guys jumping with the Dead Space 3. But I kind of seen the trailer, and I was a little hesitant because it looks like it's outside warfare on a planet, which doesn't seem right to me because Dead Space was all about really creepy spaceships,
tight corridors,
stuff like
tight
that.
Corridors. If you want really scary, you need to go to a Battlefield 3 server and do Knife Wars because that will get you your heart racing. Like,
hear footsteps everywhere.
Oh, and that's another thing to mention about the community. We do have our own Battlefield 3 server.
Cloud Sale.
So if you like joining the community and coming on, we have our own dedicated server that is up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. And so,
How could I have forgot about Metro last night?
Nope.
Last light. Yeah.
Last night.
Last night. Well,
is that in the same vein as the previous Metro that came out? Was that 2033 or something?
Yeah, 2033.
Like
I have that one for Xbox. I love that thing.
This one, it's year 2034, go figure. But,
they're getting real creative there,
real
man.
Real creative time jumps here. Pretty crazy. But, everyone loves that. Oh my goodness.
What?
They're making a new Amnesia.
Yeah, Machine for Pigs.
Oh my god, I did not know about this.
Oh yes, oh, you have to watch the trailer. It is...
Oh god.
Most of the people that have seen it say that it is scarier than the original. Like, it is just in your face all
the time.
That's
kind of crazy, because the original is pretty scary. I've definitely seen people playing it, and, like, stuff will jump out at them, and they'll freak, but it's, like, the atmosphere of that game is so intense that you'll just touch something, and it'll, like, fall and break, and you'll just, like, scream your head off.
Yeah. Frictional did an amazing job at making you feel like you were 100% immersed in that world.
They did Penumbra too, didn't they?
Like, I'm not sure.
I'm fairly certain they did, but Penumbra looked pretty good. I never played it, but it looked pretty good. It's basically like Amnesia.
I don't know. I don't think you guys can hear that, but just to show you or give you an example of how weird South Carolina is, it is currently November 25th, and there is an ice cream truck going by outside.
I can hear that.
I can hear that.
Yeah. Go get that ice cream, man. You gotta go. Quick, go.
Oh, dude, if I had some cash on me, I would have probably dropped this and ran outside to get me an orange creamsicle. Because I love those things so much.
I haven't had an ice cream truck drive by my house in years.
Oh, dude,
although, that was actually kind of a funny story, because where I used to live, there's like drug dealers next door, and the ice cream guy would like trade drugs for ice cream. Anyways. They would trade drugs for ice cream.
That's right, man. But yeah, so I guess that's about it for us. We're at about an hour and 10 minutes now, so
it's a little longer than we intended. Most podcasts wanted to be like about an hour. About an hour was our intended length. So
yeah. So again, we hope you guys enjoy it. Come check out the community, poniesofwar.org. It's .org, right?
It's .org. Yeah. Wait, let me check. I have to check now.
Darn it.
It's .org.
I have it bookmarked, so you know.
Yeah, well, it's .org.
Okay, so yes, poniesofwar.org. Check us out. Join the community if you like it. Stick around. And don't forget to tune in next time, which should be next week.
Maybe. Yes, probably.
And we will have some bigger stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe even have a guest if we can figure out if we're going to do that or not.
Yes, like, we will try to pull people from the community and have them come in. And if, you know, once we get a little bit established, we can try is the key word here, to get some of the bigger names in the community, you know, some of the music makers and all that. You know what we need to do? We need to get Exy to come on here because he makes some good music. I'll go ahead and link to his YouTube channel so you guys can check it out.
Also, wait, before we forget, we're in the process of it right now, but we're going to set up a Tumblr so you guys can send us questions and we'll be answering those like towards the end of the podcast.
Questions, comments, or, you know, as they say on the Nerdist podcast, quements.
Okay, then.
We will have the question board for you guys to ask us stuff, and of course we'll be posting links and everything on the Tumblr, and we'll also be linking to all of the podcasts on there, you know, embedding them via YouTube embeds and all that kind of stuff, or possibly just audio embeds. I don't know. We'll figure that out as we go along, but we will get a link for that. I'll have it up in the video, and we will mention it on the next episode because we still got to get that set up. But yeah, so I'd say this is about a good place to wrap up. Yeah, so it's myself, Nathaniel, and...
Tag Shadow, because he loved me so much.
Yes.
And Lobine.
And
yes, Lobine.
Yes.